Slide, a science fiction serial in seven parts by Victor Pemberton, with Morris Denham and Roger Delgado. The Slide, Episode 1, Moments of Silence.
Come on, Ken. Come on. Oh, you can see the whole town from up here.
Oh, really, Janet? We've climbed this hill hundreds of times. The way you carry on, you'd think we were the first ever to reach the summit.
Oh, I haven't breathed air like this for weeks. I feel as though I'd been let out of a cage.
Oh, we don't get heat waves in March every year, you know. You should be grateful for small mercies.
Well, you want to be locked up in that classroom sometime. I thought I was going to suffocate the other day. The heat was unbearable.
Oh, there's nothing I'd like better than being locked up in a classroom with my school teacher. Especially this school teacher.
Oh, look, Ken, there is the school. Doesn't it look an odd shape from up here?
Yes, very odd.
Rather beautiful, though, all that glass and concrete. Very futuristic. But then I suppose all the buildings are.
Huh.
Oh, you really hate Redlow, don't you, Ken?
No, I just don't like new towns. They're too impersonal.
Well, that's because they are new. You have to give them time.
Do you mean the buildings or the people?
You are just a miserable, old-fashioned Londoner who resents progress. I happen to think we owe Hugh Deverell an awful lot, all of us.
Really?
Any man who starts life by sweeping floors in a factory and ends up by building a town with his own money deserves every bit of admiration he can get.
Well, I distrust the self-made man.
Well, there are plenty of those who don't. That's why they put him into Parliament.
Just let me tell you this, my darling. If our marriage is going to work, we are going to have to make one or two radical changes in your political education.
Ken!
Hmm?
Listen.
Can't hear a thing.
Precisely. Haven't you noticed how quiet it is? You can almost hear the silence.
Imagination.
Look at the grass. It's absolutely still. When we came up, there was a cool breeze. And I can't even hear the birds anymore. Not one single bird.
Well, at least you can see the English Channel. It's as clear as a bell.
Ken, let's go. I hate this place.
Hate it? But it's one of your favorites.
Oh, it's the weather. I don't like it being like this. It scares me. I've had a headache all the week.
Oh, Janet, why didn't you tell me, darling, getting yourself all worked up like this?
Oh, I'll be all right if I can just get away from this place. The sun, it's so bright. It hurts my eyes.
Yes, you really are under the weather, aren't you? Well, I tell you this. If you're not out of it by tonight, you're not going to any meeting at the town hall.
Oh.
Especially with the reception Hugh Deverell's going to get.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, please. You tell me I took the farmer's land away from him. But, yes, that's true. But what did I give the farmer in return? Yes, I gave him a home. A place he could be proud to live in with his wife and children for the rest of his days. Now, when I came to Redlow 10 years ago, it was a swamp in the middle of Kent. A haven of flies and field mice. But today, my friends, I have given you a standard of living unparalleled in the history of this nation. And Redlow Newtown has become a giant in our new society. We have stepped well into the future before the future has begun. Well, do you condemn me for this?
Darling, are you all right? You look ghastly.
I'm all right. It's just so hot in here.
Well, then, for heaven's sake, let's go.
Oh, no, I'm all right.
Do you mind if I say something, Mr. Deverell?
No, go right ahead, please, Mr. Wilson.
Well, most of us in this hall tonight are farmers.
That's right.
We didn't ask you for one of your space-age towns.
No.
Some of us prefer the country the way it was.
Yes, well done.
Open the doors or something. I can hardly breathe. It's stifling.
Darling, your hands, they're like ice. Come on, let's get out of here.
Mr. Wilson! Mr. Wilson! Perhaps I can ask you a question, if you'll allow me to.
It's a free country, Mrs. Deverell.
You don't have any children of your own, do you?
Oh, I don't see
Neither do I and my husband. That's one of the reasons why we think more about children than most people who do have them. Someone has to plan the children's future, Mr. Wilson, even if they're not our own.
Yeah, and one man can do all that, can he?
He can try, Mr. Wilson. He can try. Yeah. The creation of Redlow, ladies and gentlemen, is no lust for power. It is a dream of one man that came through. A dream of progress, not of stagnation.
Well, what is it? What's going on at the back there?
Janet, darling, come on now. Lift your head.
What is it, Doctor? Is she fainted?
Oh, they should have opened these doors. It's like a greenhouse in here.
No, take it easy, darling. Just take it easy.
I'll get an ambulance.
Now, make way, please. Please,
out of the way there. What is it? What's happened?
Oh, I'm sorry about this, sir. She's not feeling well. I am a doctor. I'll take her home.
Well, you can use my car.
Well, I have my own, thank you, Mr. Devil. If I can just get her out of the heat. Mm. Would you mind moving back, please,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen? We must have a little more air.
Listen. Quiet. Everybody stand still for a minute.
What is it, Doug?
Well, there's something. Can't you hear it?
I can't hear nothing.
Oh, no, Ken. It's too late. Too late.
Here, what is it?
The chandelier. Look out for the chandelier! Get out! Everybody get out as quick as you can!
Get back from the walls, I better come down.
Tug! Tug Wilson, come over here. Help me with Janet.
Oh, I can't, Doctor, I can't. The whole lot's got to cave in. What's out?
Excuse me, Inspector. It never stops. County Constabulary? Oh, yes, Doctor. Do what, sir? Are you sure?
What is it?
Just a moment, please, Doctor. It's Doc Richards, sir.
Yeah?
He says they found a crack in the road in Holly Mill Lane, back at Tug Wilson's farmhouse.
Give us that. Hello, Doc? Yeah, Baxter. What's all this, then? Are you sure? Well, come off it, Doc. Haven't you heard? We don't have earthquakes in this country. A what? Right. 10 minutes, then.
Earthquakes in England? It's impossible.
Is it? Then why is there a crack in Holly Mill Lane? 100 yards long?
Come on, Mrs. Wilson. All over now.
Oh, what a terrible thing. I thought the whole house was going to come down on top of me.
If somebody had told me yesterday I'd live to see earthquake in England, I wouldn't have believed them.
Well, I'd say it's much more likely to be earth tremors than a natural quake, Tug. Except for that road being torn open like that.
Well, I don't know what it was, but it scared the living daylights out of me.
You're not the only one.
Well, doctors were supposed to have stomachs of iron.
Oh, don't you believe it. Earthquakes are the one thing in my life I can well do without. I've always had a dread of being near one.
Yeah, what beat me was that girl of yours.
Oh, Janet?
Yeah, screaming out in the middle of the hall like that. Can't make it out. She wasn't hit by anything.
She has concussion.
Yeah, but how? She went down long before the place started shaking.
Yes, I know. Anyway, it's up to the hospital now. There's nothing I can do till I get their report.
Watch out, Doctor! That tree!
Doc, are you all right?
Yes, I'm okay.
That's it.
Well, I'm not so sure if many of these trees start coming down.
Get these people out of the way!
Come on now, get back, please.
You all right, Doc?
Yeah, just about.
Take a look at that crack, will you?
I shouldn't go too near the edge of that gap. It's rather a long way down.
Holly Mill Lane. What happened to all these young elms along there?
Well, you tell us. I've been ripped out of the earth like a lot of weeds.
Ah, well, let's have a look, then. How deep is this thing? Does anybody know?
Oh, impossible to tell. But it's a good 3 feet across.
Uh-huh.
soil's pretty loose. Yeah,
that's the trouble. It's as dry as a bone all the way along. For quite a way down, too.
Oh, is that bad?
Soil's always damp, even an inch or so down.
Well, they've had tremors all the way along the south coast, from Plymouth right the way up as far as Margate. Without any warning, either.
I'm not so sure about that.
Eh? What do you mean?
Well, something Janet noticed up on that hill this morning.
Yeah?
The air became so thick and dull. With that silence, something was bound to happen.
Silence?
Well, if you lived out east, you'd know the meaning of that. There's always a moment of silence before an earthquake. Seems to be about the only warning nature's prepared to give. In some places, they hang little wind chimes outside the house. If they begin to flutter and there's no breeze, that's the time to run.
Yes, but in England, we
it
don't...
It'll teach us not to be so smug.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's up to the scientists now. Mr. Devil's got a couple of them on the way down from London. Let them sort it out, I say. Come on, Doc.
No, wait a minute, Inspector. Tell me, is there a stream near here?
Stream? Well, no. Not to my knowledge. Nearest is the Holly Mill River, but that's on the other side of town. Why?
Just I thought I heard water, that's all. Perhaps not.
More likely a broken water, man.
No. No, in fact, I'm not even sure it was water.
I'll get it checked.
Yes, do. We want to be prepared next time.
Next time?
Town hall. Not a very pretty sight. Well, I suppose we can think ourselves lucky we weren't killed.
Yes, I should say very lucky, sir. In fact, I don't think there's any doubt that the force of these tremors was degree six.
Degree six, Professor Landers? Oh. What does that mean?
It means, Mrs. Deverell, that even by international standards, the tremors were extremely powerful. They could be the start of a series of shocks.
Oh, no.
Mind you, this is not a proven fact. Professor Lippitt merely suggests we must be prepared for the possibility.
But I thought we weren't in an earthquake zone.
Under normal circumstances, we're not. The most the British Isles ever feel are a few shock waves. But there's no doubt on this occasion, the seismographs show quite clearly degree six.
Oh, don't seismographs ever go wrong?
Well...
No, Mr. Deverell, never. They may haggle a little, but they do not go wrong.
The type of the damage in this hall alone is the sort of thing you'd normally expect to find in a severe quake area.
Plus the fact that an actual crevasse has occurred in the Earth's crust. It's a unique situation.
Unique? I find it terrifying.
Ah, there you are, Inspector. What's the news?
Oh, he's calming down a bit now, sir. People seem to be more shocked than anything else.
Damage?
Pretty extensive.
When the Earth begins to move, everything moves with it.
Oh, Inspector, this is Professor Landers and Professor Lippitt.
Now,
first thing in the morning, they'll want to inspect the crack in Holly Mill Lane. I leave it to you to see that they're up at every facility.
Very good, sir.
And, Inspector?
Sir?
I also leave it to you to see that the town is back in working order as quickly as possible.
Me, sir? Isn't that up to the chief constable?
Look, get as many working parties together as you can. I don't care how. If necessary, call on the commanding officer at RAF, Redlow.
Won't he need authority from Whitehall, sir?
Let me worry about authority, Inspector, not you. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Hugh. Huh? That was most unnecessary. You know very well it's not Baxter's job.
Baxter has only me to thank for the job he holds today. If he doesn't like the way I do things, he knows very well he can go back to the beat where I found
him. But Hugh...
Right, gentlemen, now what next?
We suggest you advise Whitehall immediately, sir.
Ah, Whitehall, what on earth for, Redlow? It's my responsibility.
Mr. Devereaux, I think you and your colleagues should know that these tremors down here were not entirely unexpected.
What?
Professor, you mean you knew this was going to happen? And you didn't tell us.
We knew sooner or later there was going to be a seismological disturbance somewhere in southern England. The thing we did not know was where and when.
But one man did, or at least he had a rough idea.
What man?
A young seismologist from Chile in South America. He's done quite a lot of research in his own country. He worked with Lippitt here for a time in geology at London University. Brilliant mind.
What made him forecast these tremors?
Well, I don't know if you remember, some years ago, people in Dover and Folkestone getting all worked up about a series of explosions they were hearing out at sea in the English Channel, usually in the middle of the night.
Yes, I do remember vaguely. Didn't they think they were unexploded mines or something?
That's right, but nobody could find anything, not even the Royal Navy. That's why they called on us, blokes. We sent down a team, and so did the French, but still nothing. At the time, we took very little notice.
After all, the turbulence is mentioned in manuscripts dating back as far as the 12th century.
I hadn't realized that.
Anyhow, this Chilean bloke decided to go and have a look for himself. He made his first dive to the seabed about 3 miles out from Dover. It took him quite a few days, but what he eventually found out there shattered me, I can tell you, and quite a few others, too.
Indeed.
So much so that nobody believed him. They didn't want to. Not the Royal Institute, nor even Professor Landers here.
Well, then, if this man can help us, let's make it worth his while to come here right away.
Only science will get Gomez here, Mr. Deverill, not money.
Oh, did you say Gomez?
Professor Gomez, yes.
Then it's out of the question. Is there anyone else?
What's wrong with Gomez?
He's the only one...
Joseph Gomez has a long record of dubious political activity. It'd be unwise to expose him to public scrutiny, particularly in Redland.
Oh, that's nonsense. Joseph's nothing more than a pacifist. He's no more politically minded than I am.
I'm sorry, I cannot take the risk.
Darling, you've got to.
Hmm?
Well, we have no choice. If the town's going to get another shaking like this, this man may at least be able to prepare us for it. Gentlemen, where is this Professor Gomez? How soon can we get hold of him?
He's usually attached to the University of Santiago.
No, he's over in Zurich at the moment attending a conference. We could probably get him over by the morning if he's interested enough.
No, I absolutely forbid it. I will not have Gomez in this town.
Very well, Mr. Deverill. But let me warn you, the whole nation is stunned by this appalling freak of nature. By tomorrow morning, there will be hardly a newspaper in the country that will not be buzzing with speculation of fear for the future. They and the people of this town have the right to know what they can expect, the chance to prepare for any eventuality. Are you going to deny them that right? Because it's up to you, Mr. Deverill. It is up to you.
Announced the arrival of their flight number 374 from Rome and Zurich.
Joseph, you old devil. There you are.
John. John, it's good to see you again. And Professor Landers, how are you, sir?
Welcome back, Joseph. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you for asking me.
Joseph, I want you to meet Mr. Hugh Deverill. We shall be working quite closely with him.
How do you do, sir?
Professor Gomez, thank you for coming. I've heard a lot about you.
And I've heard a lot about you, sir. I look forward to seeing your new town. I hear it is quite remarkable.
Really? Well, I hope we shan't have to detain you any longer than is absolutely necessary. I'm sure you'll be most eager to return to your own work.
Oh, my work is where science takes me, Mr. Deverill. There are no boundaries.
Oh, good. Good. Well, follow me, please.
Richard,
I have a car waiting.
Airways, flight number 374 from Rome and Zurich.
Early this morning, that the Royal Institute's Department of Geology had recorded last night's tremors as 4.6 degrees.
Oh,
a spokesman for the Royal Institute told our correspondent this was the highest ever recorded in British seismological disturbance.
Well, I never.
Meanwhile, in
I
the.
Curve, they've got it on telly!
The bewildered residents were still mopping up after a night of havoc and chaos.
You're missing it!
It was announced this evening that Mr. Hugh Deverill, MP, chairman of the Deverill Foundation, will launch an immediate appeal to the government for financial and other aid to compensate those distressed by damage and personal injury.
Oh, Tug, what'd you do that for? I was watching the news.
I don't want to hear no more news, especially about Deverill.
They had pictures of Redlow. I saw Mrs. Luke.
That must have been nice for you. We won't hear the last of that.
I reckon we'll get compensation, you know. Everybody seems to think so.
Well, I'm not paying for all these broken windows, that's for sure. And what's up with him tonight?
I don't know. He's been going on like that all day. Can't be hungry. I only fed him at 7:30.
Shut up, will you, Mickey? Blasted nuisance.
Go and see what's wrong with him, Tug. He's giving me an headache.
You get my boot, that's what.
No, we won't have to worry about him much longer.
Eh? What'd you say?
Well, he hasn't, has he? He has to die sooner or later. We all do.
He's still only a puppy.
Hmm?
Mickey, I say he's still only a puppy.
Yes.
You're right, love.
Hmm? Yes, of course. Go out and see to him, Tug.
Well,
Give us that torch.
Here.
I'll see to him, all right.
Is it his heart, you think?
I don't know yet. Tell me, Inspector, how long has he been like this?
I couldn't tell you. Just still been lying. If one of my blokes had noticed the front door out wide open.
Does he live alone?
Oh, old Ted. He hadn't moved out of these woods for years. Hates people. I think he's scared of them. That's why he locks himself away in this dump.
Look, in the left-hand pocket of my bag, you'll find a syringe. Would you like to dig it out for me, please?
Yeah, right. Yeah, he must be 80 if he's a day. Sad when they end up like this, eh? Makes you sad old age, doesn't it? Is this the one?
Yes.
Right, so. Is he unconscious?
Yes. It looks as though he's got concussion. Probably fell down during the tremors last night. Except I can't find any abrasions. Hold his arm out for me, will you?
Yeah.
You're going to give him an injection. Yeah, that's fine.
Will he come out of it, you think?
I don't know. There we are. Now, if we can get him into my car, I'll run him straight up to Redlaw Hospital.
Right.
I'll take the weight of his head. If you can just lift him up a little.
That's
it. Hey, Doc. Look, wait a minute. He's opening his eyes.
Ted. Ted, can you hear me?
He can't do.
Look at his eyes. He's staring at me.
What's he trying to say? What's it, Ted?
Ted. He's closed his eyes again. Doctor, is he?
No. Come on, let's get into the car.
I've never seen anything like that before. Those eyes.
Will he make it to the hospital? I mean, if he's hard.
His heart is stronger than yours and mine, I can assure you.
What? Are you sure, Doc?
Absolutely.
If it's not his heart, then what is it?
The surface of the earth, you see, Mr. Deverell, is like the thin crust on the top of a pie.
Yeah.
When the pressure beneath is too great, the crust will break open.
And that's what's happened here? A build-up of pressure in the bowels of the earth?
It is possible.
But why has this happened, Professor, all of a sudden like this?
That is something that we have to find out, Mrs. Devlin.
I have a feeling it's the release of an extraneous gas. The intensity of that earth movement seems to point to it.
What, you mean volcanic?
Yes, except this area has no record of a volcanic history, and in any case, there's been no smoke from the fissure.
Well, whatever it is, I think we can take it that it must be something extremely powerful that can produce tremors on the scale.
Yes, which brings us back to this question of the English Channel, Professor Gomez. Now, do you believe the trouble originates there?
It is only a theory, Mr. Deverell.
Nevertheless, that is the reason you're here, Professor. Now, perhaps you'd be good enough to tell us what it was you found so alarming about your channel survey.
I found two enormous cracks.
Cracks? Where?
On the seabed. In different positions. Both a short way from the seashore. And both ridiculously out of proportion. About 50 yards long by 3 feet wide.
50 yards?
Completely clean cuts. Just as though the rock had been forced open with a spade. But the most extraordinary part of it was that there was no sign of any marine life. Everything had gone within a radius of 2 or 3 miles of each fissure. The sea was dull, lifeless. Nothing lived, or perhaps could live.
Very strange.
Did you find any more of these cracks?
Oh, yes, Mr. Deverell. Many more.
So these disturbances on the seabed of the channel are now moving inland. Is that what you're suggesting?
What is your nearest point to the sea from here?
Oh, no more than 8 or 9 miles to the outside.
The other side of Dover.
Robert. How long would it take to get me a complete seismological record of this area?
Well, I could phone London first thing in the morning.
Please do that. I want to know every detail.
As far as I know, the only thing they've ever had down here are a few shock waves. 3 or 4 years ago.
John.
Yeah?
As soon as it's light in the morning, we will take a look at that fracture in the surface of that road. Look, we shall need to take some samples. Is there somewhere we can use as a laboratory?
Oh, yes, we have a brand new school. Their laboratory is extremely well equipped. I'll speak to the headmaster.
Good.
Professor Gomez, please be frank with us. Does this mean that from now on we're going to have to live for the rest of our lives fearing earthquakes? Here, in England?
Oh, you mustn't allow the prospect to concern you too much, Mrs. Deverell. In my country, earthquakes are a part of our national heritage. My people have lived in their shadow all their lives, and they have died.
Well, at least you know what to expect. You're prepared.
When the earth begins to tremble, Mr. Deverell, you are never prepared. For those few terrifying seconds, your complete world comes to a standstill. You can do nothing but put yourself into the hands of God. And when that devil beneath your feet opens up the ground like the jaws of a serpent, you stand there poised on the edge like a child, helpless. And when it's all over, the child begins to wander around, 2 days to wake up. No, Mr. Deverell, we are never prepared to meet this devil, whether it is in South America, in Japan, in Yugoslavia, or even in Hollymill Lane.
How's old Ted now? Can you see, Inspector?
All right, I think. At least he's still breathing.
A few more minutes, we'll be at the hospital.
Yeah, good job too, I say. Gave me the shudders when he opened his eyes like that. Like somebody was already dead.
Yeah, that's funny.
What?
Hollymill Lane. Look, there's someone moving around down there.
Where? I can't see anybody.
To the left. Can you see the torch?
I guess. There's two of them. They must be out of their minds or something. That whole lane's out of bounds. We've got to stop them going near that gap.
Come on, Inspector.
Mickey? Mickey! You around here? Oh, it's no use. He's gone.
No, he's over there.
Where?
In that bush on the other side.
I can't see nothing. Much too dark.
He's there. I know he's there.
Well, there he stays. I'm not going to try and cross over that gap. The whole lot'll cave in. Me with it.
You shouldn't be afraid, Tug. It's not like you.
I tell you, he's not over there. If he was, it... Oh, Mickey, you stupid looking... Oh, dear. Here. Hold the torch, then.
Right.
Now, stand back. I've got to jump.
Oh, be careful.
Keep out the way. Now. Okay. Over. Ah, now. Come here, will you? You trying to make me break my neck or something?
Tug!
Tug Wilson! What the?
What would you think you're doing?
You'll get yourself killed doing things like that.
I'm all right, quite all right.
The dog broke his leash.
Not only a break, we don't get back here. Do you know how deep that thing is, Mr. Wilson?
It's very deep.
I'm coming back.
Don't be a fool, man. You can't jump that gap holding the dog. Go the long way round.
Oh, no. Just keep it in the way. I'll be all right if it wasn't so dark.
Inspector. Run up and put on my car headlights, will you? He's going to go straight down this lot if you don't.
Right.
Quick as you can.
I'm all right, I tell you. I don't know what you're kicking up all these...
Now, just stay where you are. Do as I say. Mrs. Wilson.
Yes?
You'll be saving us all an awful lot of trouble if you just go straight back to the house. It's extremely dangerous out here.
I'm not scared. Not a bit. Why should I be scared of the night? It's the best time. I feel wide awake.
Hey, keep back, will you? The soil's falling all the time.
Tug?
What?
Give me your hand.
Yeah. No, don't be a fool.
It's all right. He won't fall. I won't let him. Give me your hand, Tug.
No.
Yeah.
That's right, love. Just a little further. Yeah. Come on.
Tug, don't jump. Don't.
There. You see, I didn't let you fall, did I?
Well, the next time he goes over there, he stays.
You fool.
Doctor. Doctor. Come quick, please.
What's the matter, Inspector? What's happened?
Oh, Ted, the old boy. He's gone from the car.
What?
Disappeared. The car door was wide open. I can't find him anywhere.
But he was unconscious. He can't have just walked off.
Well, he has. And if we don't get hold of him pretty soon...
What's the matter with you now, Mickey?
Shut up! Huh? All of you, listen.
What?
Listen. Can't you hear it?
What the... What is it?
Give me the torch. Somebody, give me that torch. The road. Look at the crack in the road. It's mud. A slide of mud coming out of the crack. Just look at it.
It's all right, Doug. It's all right.
Look, it's coming over the top. All the way along. It's coming over the top. The mud.
That was episode 1 of The Slide by Victor Pemberton, with Morris Denham as Hugh Deverell, MP, and Roger Delgado as Joseph Gomez. The part of Professor Landers was played by Rolf Lefevre, Dr. Ken Richards by David Spencer, Anna Deverell by Marion Mathey, and Professor Lippert by Alan McClelland. Inspector Baxter, Jeffrey Matthews, Janet Marshall, Elizabeth Proud, Tug Wilson, Stephen Jack, Police Sergeant Wilfred Babbage, Mrs. Wilson, Miriam Margulies. Other parts were played by members of the BBC Drama Repertory Company. Special sound was by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, and the recorded production was by John Tideman. Episode 2 will be broadcast next Sunday at 7 o'clock.